Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, I want to start out this morning by thanking everyone who came out and supported all of our 4-H and FFA members, youth and volunteers, everyone who helped make the 2014 Cass County Fair a great success. We're one of the most successful, great free fairs in the state, and we couldn't do it without all the volunteers, parents, youth, and other folks who come out and support in so many ways. We'll start off next by looking at some upcoming events that we've got planned at the Extension office. Want to make folks aware of a bus trip coming up that young beef producers may be interested in. 2-day bus trip to locations in Nebraska scheduled for early September, focusing on beginning and young Iowa beef producers and an opportunity to network and get some educational opportunities as well. This program is organized by ISU Extension Beef Program Specialist Chris Clark and an activity sponsored by the Beginning and Young Livestock Producers Network. It includes visits to several operations to provide a wide variety of information, experiences, and discussions. They'll stop at several different beef operations, a packing facility, and the USDA Meat Animal Research Center in Clay Center, Nebraska. The trip is set for Thursday and Friday, the 4th and 5th of September. The bus will leave the Cass County Extension office at 7 a.m. on the 4th of September, and additional pickup locations may be added as necessary depending on where folks register from to attend this tour. The group will overnight at the Fairfield Inn and Suites in Grand Island and return late in the evening of September 5th. There is a block of rooms reserved at the Fairfield Inn, but participants are responsible for making their own hotel room arrangements and booking that at their own cost. They can do that by giving the Fairfield Inn and Suites in Grand Island a call and asking for the group rate, but they need to do that no later than August 8th. The bus is a great activity for those already involved in the Beginning and Young Livestock Producer Network, but people do not need to be members of the group to participate. They'd love to have more folks get involved and participate. To attend the tour, you need to pre-register by the 20th of August in order to ensure that there is a seat on the bus. For more information or to pre-register, you can contact Chris Clark or Leanne Tibkin at 712-769-2200. They are located at the Armstrong Farm down by Lewis. You can also contact the Cass County Extension Office for more information or to get that registration information. Also want to point out a few resources recently added to the Iowa State University Extension website. The Yard and Garden column for this week talks about getting the most from your home potato growing experience. If you got your potatoes in good time this year and didn't have that late frost hit in May, they may be getting close to time to harvest those. If you are looking to harvest your potatoes, you can harvest them when they're small and immature. Those are called new potatoes, or you can harvest them when they're fully mature. New potatoes are dug when the plant is still green above ground, and the tubers are greater than 1 inch in diameter. They should be used immediately as they do not store well. Potatoes grown for storage should be harvested after the vines have died back and the crop is mature. To check maturity, you can dig up 1 or 2 hills after the plants have died back. If the skins are thin and rub off easily, then the crop is not fully mature, and you'll want to wait a little bit to harvest the rest of your row. Once you harvest and they're mature, allow the crop to mature for several more days. When you do harvest them, avoid bruising, skinning, or cutting the potatoes as you're digging them. If you do happen to damage any, you can just cut out the bad spots, but you should use those as soon as possible, as they will not store well, and if thrown in with the stored potatoes, could actually cause them to spoil more quickly. If you're looking to store your potatoes, cure them at a room temperature of 50 to 60 degrees and fairly high humidity for 2 weeks. This curing period will allow minor cuts and bruises to heal, and it will help finish thickening the skin. Once your potatoes are cured, store them at temperatures of about 40 degrees and a relative humidity of 90 to 95%. Store them in a dark location, as they will turn green if exposed to light, and that makes them not edible. If storage temperatures are above 50 degrees, the tubers may begin to sprout in 2 or 3 months, but when stored below 40, they develop a sugary, sweet taste. So don't drop below 40 degrees. Right between 40 and 50 is the ideal. Sugary potatoes can be restored to their natural flavor by placing them at room temperature for a few days prior to use, but do not store potatoes with apples or other fruit, as this fruit gives off ethylene gas, which will promote the sprouting of your potatoes. Other information available on the ISU Extension website in the financial resources. There's a number of publications now available on the Extension store called the Retirement Secure Your Future series. This is a series of publications that examines a variety of retirement issues. Very timely for our state, as there is a growing number of adults reaching the traditional retirement age, and this presents new challenges and opportunities for Iowans and the communities that they live in. The Retirement Secure Your Future series is available for download from the ISU Extension and Outreach store. Just log on to the Iowa State University Extension website and click on the store icon in the top right-hand corner. There are 16 different publications in the series designed to provide adults of all ages an opportunity to think about their future. Topics include considerations from basic financial planning to making retirement plans early and dealing with possible legal issues you could face later in life. Even if you are age 20, you may be thinking down the road 50 years and your main goal is to begin saving and investing. There are publications on there to help you. If you're within 5 years or less, you have many decisions to consider, and there are resources available for that as well. Some publications in the series also include worksheets that consider early, mid, and late retirement needs, such as an income planner, an expense worksheet. Along with those materials, family finance specialists are also developing lessons that they will teach around the state to those who are early, mid, or getting close to retirement in their careers. For more information, just search Retirement Secure Your Future on the ISU Extension store. As always, if you're looking for Extension resources and information, give us a call, 243-1132. Stop out and see us at 805 West 10th Street, right on the fairgrounds, or find us online anytime by searching Cass County ISU Extension. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.